ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सद् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमपतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः We saw in the previous class how Vidyarana Swami established the limitation of space. Even though in our understanding, space is all pervasive. Therefore, space is definitely spatially limitless from the standpoint of everything else in the world. But even this spatially limitless space is subject to spatial limited when from the standpoint of the Atma, the reality. And that context, if space itself is limited, and what about other elements which are pervaded by space? So without even explaining, it's understandable that every other element being subject to spatial limitation, spatially limitless space itself is subject to limitation means. And all other elements which obtain within the realm of space, which are accommodated in space, are also subject to limitations. That what is being established now. Let us read the 79th verse once, and then we read the 80th verse, and we continue. सोषस्पर्शो गतिर्वेगः वायुधर्मा इमे मताः त्रयस्वभावासन् मायाव्योम्नाम् येतेऽपि वायुगाः सो दीस् त्री सोषः Sparshaha, Gatihi, Vegaha. These are all the attributes. You know, we saw already, Soshaha, Soshanam, means drying up. Sparshaha, touch. Being available for the touch. And Gatihi, movement, motion. And Vegaha, speed. All these are Vayudharmaha, is considered to be the attributes of Vayu. Actually, not only these three are actually this Swabhavaha, the attribute belonging to the air. And now, Vyomnam Ye Te Api Vayugaha. And not only Vayu has its own attributes, Vayu being accommodated in space, Vayu also has the attributes of this space, especially what? Shabda. When the wind blows, that's how sound is heard, isn't it? When the sound heard when the wind is blowing doesn't belong to the air, it actually belongs to the space. Therefore, the attribute of the space is there in Vayu also. Even when you study Tattvabodha in the basic kindergarten lesson, then also you have already understood how the grossest element has all the attributes of all the elements. And the water has the element, its own attributes plus dharmas. It also has the borrowed dharmas from other three elements. So fire has its own and it has borrowed dharmas of other two, Vayu and Akasha. So Vayu, similarly, Vayu has its own dharmas. It also has borrowed dharma of the space. So, te api ye vyom nam, those attributes which belong to the space, they also are as there in the vayu, vayugaha. Okay. Vayu rastiti sadbhavaha. Now we're really understanding the elements. Vayu rastiti sadbhavaha. Sato vayo prithakrite nistatva rupata నిస్తత్వరూపతా మాయా స్వభావో వ్యోమగోధ్వని. సో వాయు అస్తి ఇతి సద్భావ. సద్భావ మీన్స్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎయిర్ ఎలిమెంట్ ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎయిర్ ఈజ్. ఎయిర్ ఈజ్ వెన్ యూ సే వాట్ ఇస్ దిస్ ఎయిర్ ఈజ్, ఎయిర్ ఈజ్ అన్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ఆఫ్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ దట్ దర్ ఈస్ ఎయిర్, ఇజంట్ ఇట్? ఇట్స్ నాలెడ్జ్. వెన్ యూ సే ఎయిర్ ఈజ్ విచ్ మీన్స్ ఎయిర్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈజ్, ఎయిర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఈజ్, ఇజంట్ ఇట్? When you say somebody is, something is, it is, it's what? Existence presupposes knowledge. You cannot talk about something as existent if it is not known. Isn't it? Always existence presupposes knowledge. When you say book is, book knowledge is. Table is, table knowledge is. So in anything which enjoys the status of being existent, it what? Must be already enjoy, it must be available for knowledge, isn't it? Therefore, knowledge presupposes, we say always, before existence there must be knowledge. Therefore we say, here, when you say vayuhu asti iti sadbhavaha, sadbhavaha means, when this knowledge of the existence of the air in terms of where is, what is inseparably with the air is what? The knowledge. Air is means air knowledge is. Air knowledge is means air consciousness is. Air awareness is. Therefore, it is inseparable. Now, vayo prithakrite. Sataha vayo prithakrite. Suppose if you separate, physically you cannot separate the vayu from the existence. The existence enjoyed by the vayu is what? Consciousness. Existence enjoyed by the vayu is consciousness. Just as the existence enjoyed by the wave form is water, here existence enjoyed by every object of knowledge here is what? Pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Therefore, vayu, sataha vayo prithakrite, suppose we separated, what an nistattva rupa maya sabhavo vyomagaha dvanihi. Then what happens? Nistattva rupa. Then there won't be air anymore. When the air itself is not there, suppose if you separate the existence, you can't physically do it. Cognitively, intellectually, you remove the existence obtaining in the consciousness obtaining of existence of any object. Intellectually, if you separate, you can see the air will become, air will be as good as non-existent. And when the air is as good as non-existent, what happens? Even the, all the attributes of air will be non-existent. Then the space, the attribute of space in terms of shabdaha also will disappear, isn't it? The shabdaha, which is seen very much in the part of the air, will also disappear when the air disappears. Air disappears means what? Air will be as good as non-existent along with all its own attributes, even the attribute of the space. So what does it mean now? You can understand how limited the air is. Which means, sorry, how limited this space is. All even though space is so big, very difficult for us to accept that space is not real. Space is mithya, very difficult to accept. Therefore, here it is said, space is mithya. Why space has no independent existence of its own at all? See, we have repeatedly seen this fact. Space has no independent existence. When you understand that, then it will help you to understand how no other element has independent existence. And that is how you can become subtle enough to appreciate the fact that there is no plant which has independent existence. Then you understand there is no food has independent existence. And your dear body also has no independent existence of its own. And actually, and you, who all the time sees his body as something yourself, you can see that how you are independent. That is what you see, isn't it? So he says, which means when this cognitively sat, the consciousness obtaining of existence of any element, especially the air, is removed, cognitively, physically can't do it, then air will be as good as non-existent. And the sound, what is there, is also what? Which is akashasya gunaha, akashasya dharmaha, which is the space, this air doesn't have a guna of it, the sound of its own. It is actually space, belongs to space. Now we'll see next one. Sato no vritti sarvatra vyomno neti pureritam. Sato no vritti sarvatra vyomno neti pureritam. Vyomano vritti radhuna katham navyahatam vachaha. Sato no vritti sarvatra vyomno neti pureritam vyomano vritti radhuna katham navyahatam vachaha. So it's a simple baby kindergarten objection is raised here. What he says, when the acharya says, see, Akash, Shastram says, Akashasya gunaha vayo asti. Now, vayu has the borrowed attribute of the space. Why? Because vayu happens to be within the realm of the space, and vayu also has the akashasya gunaha. Akasha doesn't have the gunas of other elements, but all other elements have akasha gunas. Because akasha pervades. So that which pervades is as good as the cause. Akasha pervades air. Air doesn't pervade the space. Because akasha is subtler than this. Space is subtler than the air. Even though air is subtler than fire and other elements, what is subtler than this air is space. And space pervades the air. Therefore we say a space is more pervasive. And therefore, this air is said to be the product of akasha. So in Taittiriya Upanishad, it is made very clear. Akashat tasmadva etasmad atmana akasha sambhutaha. So that Brahman obtaining as this atma, from this atma alone, akasha sambhutaha. Then akashat vayuho. Vayoragnihi agnerapaha adhyav prithivi prithivya oshadhayaha oshadibhyonam annat purushaha savayesha purusho narasamayaha. We know the mantra is good, sometimes be handy. So it is said what? So akashat vayuhu. In the sequence also we can understand, subtlest comes first and what is next is air. So the grossest becomes the earth. And the grosser the element, more attributes it has. Borrowed attributes of other elements also. So first it was said, when the art teacher was talking about the consciousness and the space. See, the all pervasive, abstract, subtlest reality, the pure existence, sat, sadvastu, that which alone is, you know, in the form of existence of everything, the existence obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, from the standpoint of that Atma, the consciousness, space is mithya. Space does not pervade the Atma. So we have, when you talk about Atma and space, there you have to say what? Space is not all pervasive. Atma pervades the space. Space does not pervade the Atma. Space cannot pervade the Atma. Why? Because space is dependent on the Atma for its very existence. Why? Because space also is what? Inert matter only. Because how do you say space is inert matter? Yad drishyam tad jadam. Anything known, it is the order. How to say something is jadam? We ask the question, anything known is what? Jadam. Yad drishyam tad jadam. What's the Swamiji ask? What a big question this is. How to understand what is jadam? What is inert? What is the big question? Known means jadam. Finished. Known means jadam. Anything with which is known, object of knowledge is jadam. My body is known, is it jadam? Of course your body is very much jadam. Very difficult to understand. Your body is jadam. Even my thoughts are known. Of course thoughts are all jadam. Understand? Even the knowledge I am is jadam. You know that? Anything known is jadam only. Everything known is jadam. This is the only way you can distinguish the pure knowledge. What is not jadam? Knowledge is not jadam. And what is knowledge? Pure knowledge. That's why whole struggle is to help us understand what pure knowledge is. The problem is, we mistake him as manifest knowledge, isn't it? So what is here? Anything known is jadam. And akashaha is what? Object of knowledge. How to say that akashaha is object of knowledge? There is a time akashaha is, and there is a time akashaha is not. When is akashaha not? There is always akashaha. Akasha is always there means what? There is a time akasha is as well as non-existent. Akasha is not there. When the time is not, akasha is also not. When there is no time, there is no space also. There must be time, for then the space also is there. There is a time when the space is not. It means time is, then space is not, isn't it? But if there is a time and the time also is not there, then space also is not there. But how do you know that space is not? Because there's a knower. There is a knower because of whose presence space being not there is known. And who is that knower? There is a knower. And that knower is you. That knower, because of whose presence space being not there is known. Space being not there is known. And that knower is, knower also is only state is attributed to that which is there. And what is that which is there? What is there is the abstract knowledge. The pure knowledge. And the pure knowledge is what? Pure existence also. Knowledge and existence are not two different things. It is the pure knowledge, the source of knowledge, which is the existence. In which everything else is space enjoys existence. And there's a term space is. So the space being there is known, space being not there is known. Which means the existence of this, even the space being there is not known, even though space is as good as non-existent. Isn't it? Space is non-existent, my God. Space is as good as non-existent, however vast the space is. That is why for space or anything else in the world to have the status of being existent, it must become the known. For it to become the known, it is dependent on what? The knower. For the knower to be there, there must be manifestation of knowledge. For the manifestation of knowledge to be there, there must be the source of knowledge. And the source of knowledge alone, because of whose presence, the knowing is possible, that not as an action, Swarupataya. By its mere presence, it is known. Space is not there. Space is there. That's why how to understand this? We can only analyze using your own deep sleep state. When you fall asleep, where is the space? You do not know that you are there. Therefore, you do not know the world is there. You do not know there's something called time. You do not know there's something called space. Therefore, you do not know there's something called the world of objects within the realm of time and space. Nothing is there. Nothing is there means what? Nothing. When nothing is known, everything is as well as non-existent. Therefore, there's no, even if you don't see, the space has a capacity to reveal its presence, you can say it is there. No. That's why definitely space onwards. Space is mithya. Space has no independent existence of its own. Space is jadam. It is dependent on the Atma Chaitanyam for to become the known, the habit to have status of being existent. Therefore, Atma alone pervades the space. Space does not pervade the Atma. So space is not sarvagatam from the standpoint of the Atma. Space is sarvagatam from the standpoint of everything else. Space is not sarvagatam from the standpoint of the Atma. So earlier it was said, space is not sarvagatam. Atma is sarvagatam. But now the question is, oh, you said space is not all pervasive, earlier you said. And now you say space pervades. Space pervades everything else. So the two statements are contradictory. Space is not all pervasive, you said first. Now you say space is all pervasive. Which means space pervades this air. And that is why the air has this space. Akashasya gunaha, dharmaha, in terms of sound. Now, vayugaha, aka, vyomnaha, dharmaha, vayugaha. In vayu, it is found. As space is attribute is found, which means space is there in the air, which means space pervades the air. So, how come that you say two contradictory statements? Space does not pervade everything. And what you say, space is all pervasive. That is what the objection raised in this. Katham vyahatam vachaha. How is it contradictory expression, statement? What's the contradictory statement? So, sataha anuvrittihi sarvatra vyomnaha na. So, sataha sarvatra anuvrittihi means the existence, the pure existence, obtaining of pure consciousness is all pervasive. Sataha sarvatra anavrittihi. Vyomnaha na. Vyomnaha, space is not as all pervasive as the consciousness. Pura irtam, it was said before. But now what you say? Vyomnaha anavrittihi adhuna. Now you say space pervades the air. Katham na vyahatam vachaha. Isn't it the contradictory? That's the question. And then he has to say, oh my God. He put his hand like this. Vidyanand Swami, if you wanted to see him, if you were Salai, you would have seen him, you would have put like this. From the standpoint of Atma, space is not all pervasive. But space pervasive from the standpoint of everything else. Imagine, okay, he would have said like this. I have seen Swamiji say, putting his hand like this. அட ராமா இன்னொருக்கா சன்னியாசம் வாங்கிட்டு போயிடுவேன் நான். சம்படி கம்ஸ் டெல் சுவாமிஜி, சுவாமிஜி யூ சவுண்ட் வெரி மச் லைக் ஜெய கிருஷ்ணமூர்த்தி சுவாமிஜி. ஓ யூ லைக், யூ சவுண்ட் லைக் ரஜனீஷ் சுவாமிஜி. ஆமா, யூ கான்ட் ஆர்கியூ திஸ் பீப்புள். தே திங்க் தே கான்ட் டிஃபரன்ஷியேட் ஹவு சாஸ்திர பிரமாணம், பர்சன் ஹூ அக்செப்ட் சாஸ்திர பிரமாணம் அண்ட் பீப்புள் ஹூ ஜஸ்ட் சிம்பிளி டாக், who sound very intellectual. But people must be too subtle, too sharp to differentiate the people who appreciate the Shastra Pramanam, uses the Shastra Pramanam, who simply talk, who sound intellectual, who are very clever. Isn't it? Of course, Jay Krishnamurti as a smarta, he is an intelligent man, no doubt about it. But unfortunately, he never accepted Shastra Pramanam. When people come and say, Swamiji will say, Poitala. Swamiji won't talk. He'd get up and go and say, then he'd come back and say. So I remember those days. Somebody asked like this. So where is the space? Okay, we'll see the next verse. So it's clear now. Which pervades from which standpoint? Okay. From the standpoint of the Atma, Atma is all pervasive, space is not. The standpoint of everything else, space pervades. Why? Because space is subtlest of the elements, first and the foremost of the manifestations. What can I say? Foremost of manifestations, subtlest of the elements. Chidrano vrittir netiti. Chidrano vrittir netiti. பூர்வோக்திரதுனாத் त्वयम् पूर्वोक्तिरधुना त्वयम् शब्दानुवृत्तिरेवोक्ता शब्दानुवृत्तिरेवोक्ता वचसो व्याहतिः कुतः चिद्रानुवृत्तिर्नेटीति पूर्वोक्तिरधुना त्वयम् निचिद्रानुवृत्तिर्नेटीति पूर्वोक्तिरधुना त्वयम् शब्दानुवृत्तिरेवोक्ता वचसो व्याहतिः कुतः. सो द आन्सर् इस् गिवन् कुतः व्याहतिः वचसः. वेर् इस् दि काण्ट्रडिक्षन् आफ् द स्टेट्मेण्ट्? वचसः சொற்கையில் முரண்பாடு எங்கு இருக்கிறது? வச்சசக வச்சசக வியாகதிஹி குதஹ. வேர் இஸ் தி கான்ட்ரடிக்ஷன் ஆஃப் த வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ்? தேர் இஸ் நோ, விச் மீன்ஸ் இஸ் ஆக்ஷேபார்த்தே பிரஷ்னா. சோ தி ஆன்சர் இஸ் வாட்? தேர் இஸ் நோ கான்ட்ரடிக்ஷன் அட் ஆல் இன் அவர் எக்ஸ்பிரஷன். வச்சசக ந வியாகதிஹி, வியாகதிஹி is a noun, which means contradiction. There is no contradiction at all in statements. So purvaha purvoktihi, before it, what was said before is chidranuvrittihi na iti. See, space is not all pervading. What was said is conscious, from the standpoint of consciousness, space is not all pervasive. This is what said before. Adhuna tu iyam shabda anuvrittihi eva ukta. Now what do we say? Only the shabda, the sound which is found on the part of the air belongs to space. शब्द गुणम, शब्द आकाशस्य धर्मः, आकाशस्य धर्मः गुणः शब्दः इज देयर इन द एयर. दिस व्हाट इज सेड. सो व्हाट इज द कॉन्ट्रडिक्शन? देयर इज नो कॉन्ट्रडिक्शन. इफ आई से बिफोर स्पेस डस नॉट परवेड एवरीथिंग, स्पेस परवेड्स एवरीथिंग, इफ आई से इट इज कॉन्ट्रडिक्टरी स्टेटमेंट. बिफोर इट नॉट से स्पेस डस नॉट परवेड एवरीथिंग. आई से फ्रॉम स्टैंड पॉइंट ऑफ कॉन्शियसनेस, space cannot be said to be all pervasive. Space can be said to be all pervasive from the standpoint of space or from everything else. Therefore there is no contradiction. Shabda anuvrittihi eva ukta. Shabda anuvritti means what? The sound, the attribute of the akasha being there in the air alone is said. Therefore, there is no contradiction at all. Is it clear now? See, it's a very, very basic lesson only, but still nice. Repeat, a lot of repetition for us to don't need to work very hard. Nanu sadvastu parthakyat asattam chetada katham. Nanu sadvastu parthak. Kyat. Have we done already before this? We haven't done, no? Doubt. Nanu sadvastu parthakyat. No, it is new only. Nanu sadvastu parthakyat asattvam chet tada katham. Avyakta maya vaishamyad. அமாயா மயதாம மயதாபினோ. நனு சத்வஸ்து பார்த்தக்யாத் அசத்வம் சேத்ததா கதம். அவ்யக்த மாயா வைஷம்யாத் அமாயா மயதாபினோ. சேம் திங் கண்டினியூஸ். Before, it was difficult for this person to accept that space is not real, space is mithya. Now with the same way the teaching is continuing. See, to say every element is mithya, there is no thing called a space at all. There is no air. Oh my God, all the time I'm breathing, inhaling, exhaling air. How can we say air is not real? See, what is available for experience? To deny the existence of something as mithya. Now, what is being experienced now is very difficult. See, this is how gradually we are taken to understand another mind-boggling fact that this jagat is mithya. There's no real jagat. When you say, when you understand there's no real jagat, there's no real what? No, from the jagat, the what you have to understand finally, there's no real your body. There's no real mind. There's no real I. The worst thing is what? We were going to understand the fact there is no such a thing called I really. What is I? I is something as though irupadu pol irukkindra oru thotram. I is also something which is as though. It is not unreal. Never ever say unreal. Okay? It is not unreal. It is something which is as though. Okay, what about jagat? Jagat is something which is as though. Then what is really there? That's what is Brahma. That's what is the abstract reality. I will describe. No, it cannot describe. Do you see? You cannot see. Do you perceive? You cannot perceive. Do you know? No, you cannot know. You can make out how? No way of making out. That is why it's not available for perception, not available for description, not available for thought conception. Then what is it? That because of the presence of which knowing is possible, perceiving is possible, experiencing is possible, that truth is Brahma Atma. Isn't it? That alone is Satyam. And if you want to say that alone is Satyam, there's no real I. There's no real Jagat. Therefore, the Jagat also is that Brahma. To know the Jagat is Brahma, you have to understand Aham Brahma Asmi. Aham Brahma Asmi. There's no real I. Which means when you say you are intellectually, cognitively resolving your individuality, it's called losing your identity in Brahma. Is it? No I there. And which is very frightening. Not very frightening, it's very if you are not mature, it makes you feel really very, you know, very difficult to accept. Very difficult to accept. But this is a fact. Therefore, to make us understand this fact that there's no real I, later on, there's no real I, and what is that because of which the I is possible? What is because of which this body mind complex is possible? That because of the presence of which this jagat is possible, that alone is satyam. That's what we arrive at it finally. And if it says suddenly, there's no I really, you know, you are not there really. What is Brahma? If you say, you'll be shocked. Therefore, open it, the textbook takes us gradually. First started with this space. Okay? And even to say, it is space, yes. Do you experience space? Yes. Because everything is in space. And how big is this space? Oh, spatially limitless. Everything is in the realm of space. This space is such a great space. And such a great space is not there. Okay? Now he moved on to air. Now the problem is, because air also one by one, he has to make us see each and every element being mithya. It's called gradually we are taken. We are made to become mentally subtler and subtler and subtler. The grossest mind has become subtle. Even though repetition, there are a lot of repetition, but still we are repeatedly made to see the fact. Once you are made to see the fact, you understand the fact, then you can accept the fact. When you accept the fact as a fact, you are mature. When you don't understand the fact, you can't accept the fact. That is when you are immature. The whole Shastra's aim is to make us make the all this Kalimanurundai beautiful Panai, isn't it? The Shastra's aim is to shape us into beautiful beings, isn't it? To give us different things. Therefore, the aim is like that. That is why very gradual here. Now he says, Nanu. Again, exhibition comes. Nanu sadvastu parthakyat asattam chetada katham avyakta maya vaishamyad amaya mayatapino. See, I say this shakti called maya, the shakti, the power of the reality implied by the term maya is mithya. Maya is mithya. Maya is not real. When you say mithya, it is not real. It is as though. The power is as though. And what about this? Now we are seeing Vayu. We have moved on to Vayu. Space is over. Okay. Now we are holding on to Vayu. Now this person thinks at least, okay, he has said space is mithya. And let me see, at least he must accept Vayu, at least some reality he must give, lend some respect for this Vayu. Okay. So he is himself asking now. If you say Vayu is, it means Vayu enjoys existence. So Vayu enjoys existence means Vayu is object of knowledge. Vayu is object of knowledge means what? Vayu is inseparable from knowledge. So Vayu is mithya. So he is asking, if we, the existence enjoyed by the Vayu, we remove the existence enjoyed by the Vayu, the object called Vayu, okay, inexplicably, again subtle, the Vayu is subtle, isn't it? Vayu, air element, is second formless, subtle. So air element is, means enjoys existence. If we remove the existence aspect of the Vayu, every object which is available for knowledge, which enjoys the status of being existent, enjoys existence. If we remove that existence, Vayu will be what? Vayu will be as good as non-existent. Minus Vayu, minus existence, there's no Vayu. What is existence? Brahma. Therefore, Jagat plus existence is equal to what? Jagat plus Brahman, that is, existence is equal to Jagat. Jagat minus, okay, Brahman, existence minus Brahma is equal to what? Existence. Isn't it? Let me tell you this. Jagat plus existence, existence Brahma, is equal to Jagat, which is Brahma. Jagat minus existence is equal to zero. Existence minus Jagat is equal to existence. Is it clear? Therefore, this is the fact. Now, he says, okay, what is Vayu? Anything is means Vayu plus existence is Vayu. Vayu minus existence will be zero. Existence minus Vayu will be existence. Always Brahma. In fact, we can say Vayu plus existence is equal to existence. Vayu minus existence is equal to zero. Existence minus Vayu is equal to existence. It's like saying gold plus form chain is equal to what? Gold. Golden chain. Gold minus chain form is equal to gold. Chain minus gold is equal to zero. Isn't it? If we remove the gold, will there be chain form? So, there is no substance called chain with reference to ornament called gold, chain. There's a substance called chain. The substance is gold only. So gold, what is chain? Chain is equal to gold plus chain form. Form name, form, is it? Chain, gold plus chain form is equal to gold chain. Is chain, what is chain? Gold plus chain form is equal to chain. And chain, okay, gold minus chain form is what? Gold. Gold minus chain form is what? Gold. Gold, chain minus gold is equal to what? Can you say chain? No, zero. Is it clear? The same thing you have to apply now. When you say existence, it's a substance. Instead of using the word Brahma, I can say existence. So space plus existence is equal to space. Existence minus space is equal to pure existence. Existence plus space is equal to existence in the form of space. Space plus existence is equal to existence in the form of space. Existence minus space is equal to existence, pure existence. Space minus existence is equal to zero. Is it clear? This is called prithakkaranam. This is called prithakkaranam. It's not physical. Physically, you are not separating space and the thing. It is cognitively separating, distinguishing. It's called prithakkaranam. Thani pagutthu aridal. Okay? It's called viveka, vivichajnanam. It is not pure, it is purely cognitive. It is purely cognitive. Vivichajnanam. So here the question is, nanu, the nanu means nanu, whenever the nanu comes, it's objection, okay? Nanu, isn't it? Like that. Sadvastu parthakyat asattvam chet tada katham. Oh my God, you say Vayu plus existence is equal to Vayu. What he says, okay, I'm explaining to you. Vayu plus existence is equal to Vayuhu. Vayuhu, existence minus Vayuhu is existence. Existence, Vayuhu minus existence is equal to zero. It means what? Vayu without existence will be non-existent. Non-entity. Will be as good as non-existent. So that's what he's asking. Do you mean parthakyate, prithakkaranate, by cognitively if you separate existence from, if you separate existence from Vayu, do you mean to say that existence, Vayu will be not there? So, asattvam chet. Asattvam means what? Vayu will not be there. Vayo asattvam chet. Katham. How do you say that air is not there? Is it clear? If we separate Vayu from existence, without existence, without the absolute reality implied by the term Brahman, obtaining of existence, the Vayu cannot exist by itself. Vayu does not have independent existence of its own. If you remove existence in terms of consciousness, Vayu will collapse. Vayu will be non-existent. Do you mean to say that? Katham. What the question is, how can you say Vayu is mithya? Vayu doesn't exist independently. How can you say that Vayu is? That's what the thing, okay? That's what the question here. Sadvastu parthakyate. By cognitively distinguishing, removing the existence from Vayu, then Vayoho asattvam. Then Vayu is as good as non-existent. Chet, tada. Katham, how do you say that? And he says, Vayu is definitely what? Not unreal. Vayu is not unreal. And Vayu, before Maya, you can understand. And we say, anything perceived, anything available for perception. See, anything available for perception is what? Mithya only. But what he says, what is everything is what? Maya karyam, isn't it? For Maya is imperceptible. The power is imperceptible, but the Maya karyam is perceptible. What he wants to say, Maya is imperceptible, I can understand. But this air is not like Maya. Therefore, it cannot be unreal like Maya. If you say Maya is mithya, I accept. Because Maya is imperceptible. Maya is not available for perception. Maya is available for enjoyment, experience. Now, when there is Maya, when there is power remains unmanifest, the unmanifest power is Maya. When the power of reality is unmanifest, then there's no such thing called experience or enjoyment, isn't it? Whenever there is power of reality remains unmanifest, then there is no differentiation, there's no experience, nothing is enjoyed, nothing is experienced. Your Maya is mithya, I can understand. But it is not like Maya. Vayu, which I am experiencing, is not like Maya. Maya is mithya, is as good as non-existent, I can understand. Because it is not experienced. Not available for enjoyment, perception. Maya is not available for perception as an object. Isn't it? Like Jagat. Therefore, Maya is available for experience, but still Maya is not an object of perception. Whereas Vayu is not like that. Vayu is manifestation of power available for perception, experience, enjoyment. Therefore, Katham, how can you say it is not there? So it is not unreal like Maya. So you cannot say it is not there. Pa, Vayu purchitu. They hold on to this Vayu and they take such an argument. Then it's all not for us. See, because you already studied Vedanta, you accept blindly. But a scientist won't accept. It's all for them to make them see, oh, your dear Vayu, we don't deny their existence. We only say they do not have independent existence of their own. There is no Jagat outside of the reality obtaining as the self. There's no time, space outside of the reality obtaining as in the form of a self. There's no time outside of the reality obtaining in the form of self, the knowledge. Your self, I must be there for the world to be there. I must be there for the time to be there. I must be there for the space to be there. And that I, because of whose, only when the whose presence, this world is possible, this time is possible, this space is possible, that I am Brahma. This must be our understanding. Therefore, the time factor comes and says, it seems, you know, in the whole world, I am the devourer of everything. Because everything comes in time and everything goes in time. But the time is sitting there, all the things, seeing everything coming and going. So time is very proud. You know, time says, Aham Jagat Bhakshakaha. Time factor says, Aham Jagat Bhakshakaha. Devourer of the time. Everything comes and goes in time. Time is sitting. Everything comes in time, goes in time. The time is always there. Time doesn't come and go, isn't it? In time, everything comes and goes. Therefore, the Kalaha, Garvena Vadati. Kim Aham Jagat Bhakshakaha. Therefore, an Atma sees from there, okay? Now I have to say, come on. Naham bhavad bhakshakaha. Swami, I'm Tamil Sulvar. Kalam ulakatte muringi. Naan Sulvar, naan unnaye muringi. Yeah. So what I want to say here, this bhakshanam, not literally devouring. You have to understand the fact, isn't it? What is that? So here, the fact is gradually you have to see every step, you have to see how this air element, which is very important in our life. We do worship the air as the Vayu Devata. We are at the mercy of the Vayu Devata, no doubt. We are at the mercy of all these Devatas. To live in an objective world, we do not disrespect anything. We revere everything as Devata. Devata means what? The manifestation of knowledge is Devata. Illumination of consciousness is Devata. We respect, we don't deny the existence, but we only say it is mithya. It is as though. It's very difficult to accept for the mind, you know, to say that air is mithya. Therefore, he says, that is the objection raised. Now, let's see what is the answer given in the 84th verse. Nistatva rupata rupataivatra. Nistatva rupataivatra. Maya tvasya prayojika. Nistatva rupataivatra. Maya tvasya prayojika. Nistatva rupataivatra. Maya tvasya prayojika. Sashakti. Shakti karya yostulya. Sa shakti karya yostulya. Vyakta vyaktatva bedinohu. Sa shakti karya yostulya. Vyakta vyaktatva bedinohu. Okay, now Bhagavan is here. It's made very clear. Why do we say that air is mithya? When you say mithya, maya is mithya. Maya is looked upon as the karanam. And jagat, the perceptible world, is karyam. Imperceptible power, maya is the karanam. So maya manifest is the karyam jagat. Karyam jagat result is what? Unmanifest power. Maya. Only one power of reality manifest is the universe. Unmanifest is the power of the reality. Unmanifest is maya. Power of reality manifest is the universe. So power of the reality, whether it is unmanifest or manifest, it is not outside of the reality. So manifest to power is the jagat. Unmanifest to power is maya. So avyakta shaktihi maya, vyakta shaktihi prapanchaha. And the shakti, who shakti? Sadvastu shakti, vastu shakti, brahma shakti, atma shakti. So the power of the reality manifest is the jagat. Power of the reality unmanifest is maya. So maya, the unmanifest power is not available for perception, transaction. The power of reality manifest form of universe is available for perception, enjoyment. That's only difference. What is difference between jagat and the maya? Maya is unmanifest power. What is jagat? Jagat is manifest power. Vyakta shaktihi, avyakta shaktihi. And what difference between maya and jagat? Maya is not available for perception, transaction, enjoyment. Whereas jagat is available for perception, objectification, enjoyment. There's only difference. Otherwise, there's no difference. Therefore, jagat is karyam, maya is karanam. And karanam is mithya, karanam itself is mithya, What about the karyam? Karyam is also mithya. Isn't it? Karna mithya, karyam also is mithya. Therefore, the shakti, whether unmanifest or manifest, vyaktam va, avyaktam va, shakte hai prithak, separately it has no independent existence. Therefore, jagat is as good as maya. Why? It is the jagat is as good as the maya. Mithya. Jagat is mithya. Maya is mithya. Avyakta shakti is also mithya. Vyakta shakti is also mithya. It has no independent existence outside of sadvastu, the existence obtaining in the form of pure consciousness implied by the term Brahma. Therefore, we say what? It is okay to say air is mithya. Air is also like the maya only. Air is maya karyam only. Okay. So I just said the whole jagat. Now he says, he goes one by one, each and every element. So, shakti karyayo stulya. Vyakta vyaktatva bhedinoho. So difference is only where, the difference between maya and the vayu is, maya is the manifestation, expression of manifestation of the manifest power. The vayu is manifest power. Whereas maya is unmanifest power. That's only the difference. Manifest power is available for perception. Unmanifest power is not available for perception. Only difference. Otherwise, this doesn't have independent existence of its own. Therefore, vayuhu mithya. Okay. Go next one. Sadasattva vivekasya. Sadasattva vivekasya. Prastutatvat sachintyatam. Prastutatvat sachintyatam. 85th verse. Sadasattva vivekasya prastutatvat sachintyatam asato vantara bheda tachintayatra kim. Would you please read out? I don't have the print is not good in my book. So can read a Kido Shankar. My print is not good. First is okay. Sadasattva vivekasya prastutatvat sachintyatam asato vantara. Then?
Asato vantaro bheda astam tachinta yatra kim.
Adho okay, astam aange.
Prastu svas asta, yes, there is one atsa.
Okay.
Atsa chintyatam.
Okay, we'll make
it. Oh, up. Sorry, that's the previous one. Astam nu potrukka swamini.
Astam. Sadasattva vivekasya prastutatvat sachintyatam
asato vantarabheda.
Now, let me tell you. So, asataha avantarabhedaha astam. Chintaya atra. Okay. That's simple. Astam. Nothing difficult. I can see the grammar and get the meaning. No problem. See, asataha avantara bhedaha astam tat chintaya atra kim. Tat chintaya chintaya atra kim.
Tat chintaya atra kim.
Chintaya atra kim. Chintaya atra kim. What is the use of paying attention to this discussion. What is the use of paying attention to this discussion? What is the use of thinking about it? What is the use of discussing about it? What is the use of, you know, discussing about it? Chintaya atra kim prayojanam. Chintaya atra kim prayojanam. So, discussing about what he is going to say. Asataha avantara bhedaha astam. Asataha avantara bhedaha. See, there is one asat. Amithya. There is maya, isn't it? What about this maya? Maya is a name given to the power. Power of the reality. And is there power or not? If you say, of course there is power. But is his power real? No. Is there Shakti or not? Read Devi Mahatmyam. We won't say there in Devi Mahatmyam. We don't look at power. We look at Devi is consciousness itself. Okay? The Shakti Mati Devi is Shakti here. The source of power is personified. We don't say the power here. The source of power. So Devi, very careful. In Devi Mahatmyam, Chandika is not the just the maya. Okay. Chandika is the powerful reality. Brahma. That's why we say all the manifest powers, Kali, Saraswati, Lakshmi, all different manifestations are the only power. That's different. Anyway, so here what he wants to know, what about maya? The power of the reality is mithya. Isn't it? Power is not, without the power, what realities of, reality cannot be powerful without the power. Reality is powerful because of the power. But power by itself is what? Power by itself has no independent existence. So reality without the power will be powerless. And with the power, it is powerful. But even though what makes the reality powerful, that power by itself doesn't have independent existence. Therefore, it is always what now power is mithya. Mithya means it has no independent existence. It's not separable. It has something different from the reality. It is not countable as a parallel reality. It's not a second thing other than the reality. That's what the fact. We only want to say what is only the reality, powerful reality we want to say. But we have to talk about this power. And this power is mithya, we say. And within mithya, power is mithya means, and there we talk about twofold powers. What is that? Vyakta shaktihi, avyakta shaktihi. Avantara bheda. Within the power itself, you want to differentiate one power as the manifest power, one power as the unmanifest power. There's no such thing called avantara bheda. When you say power is mithya means as good as non-existent. What is the use of discussing about something mithya? Avantara bedaha. One is vyakta shaktihi, one is avyakta shaktihi. Jagat is shaktihi vyakta is jagat, shaktihi avyakta is the maya. Avyakta shaktihi maya is imperceptible, vyakta shakti jagat is perceptible. Doesn't matter both, anyway shakti manifest or unmanifest, it is mithya. As what is said, now the question he is asking, asatoho is mithya sakshakti, okay? Avantra bedha astam, tat chintaya atrakim. What is the use of discussing this something which is mithya? The difference, differentiating the mithya. See, these people cool, they use the word unreal very very loosely. Having heard it under Swamiji, I can never use the word unreal. Always, you can only use mithya. If you say it is as well as non-existent, then why should we pay attention to this? What use of discussing about the thing, both avyakta and vyakta shakti, which are both are mithya? So, sadasad vivekasya prastutatvat sahachintyatam. சதசத் விவேகசிய பிரஸ்துதத்வாத் சரச்சிந்தியதா. வாட் ஹி சேஸ், தேர் டெஃபினெட்லி யூ மே சே தெர் இஸ் அவ்யக்த சக்தி ஹி கால்டு மாயா, வியக்த சக்தி ஹி கால்டு ஜெகத். தேர் மே பி நோ டெஃபினெட்லி தேர் ஆர் டிவிஷன்ஸ் within the mithya, within the mithya, within the things within the realm of mithya, existing in the realm of mithya, there may be difference. So what is the use of talking about something which is mithya? That's the question raised in this 85th verse. Now sadvastu brahma sishtom sho vayur mithya யாவியத் சத்வஸ்து ப்ரஹ்ம சிஷ்டோம்ஷோ வாயுர்மித்யாயதாவியத் வாசயித்வா சிரம் வாயோர் மித்யாத்வம் மருதம் த்யஜேத் வாசயித்வா சிரம் வாயோர் மித்யாத்வம் மருதம் த்யஜேத் சத்வஸ்து ப்ரஹ்ம சிஷ்டோம்ஷோ வாயுர் மித்யாயதாவியத். வாசயித்வா சிரம் வாயோ, வாசயித் சிரம் வாயோ மித்யாத்வம் மருதம் த்யஜேத். See exactly what I told you before. The Vaidyanatha Swami also tells in this verse. He says, see, சத்வஸ்து ப்ரஹ்ம சிஷ்டஹ அம்சஹ மித்யா யதாவியத் வாயுஹு. சி வாயு, வாட் இஸ் வாயுஹு? ஏர் எலிமெண்ட் பிளஸ் பிரம்மன் இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு வாயுஹு. ஓகே, வாட் இஸ் ஸ்பேஸ்? ஸ்பேஸ் பிளஸ் பிரம்மன் இஸ் ஸ்பேஸ். வாட் இஸ் ஓஷன்? ஓஷன், வாட் இஸ் ஓஷன்? வாட்டர் பிளஸ் தி ஃபார்ம் ocean is equal to ocean. Water plus the form ocean is equal to ocean. Similarly, what is this space? Space, Brahman plus space form a space. What is vayu? Vayu means plus Brahman is equal to vayu. Now what is ocean minus water is equal to what? Ocean minus water is what? There is nothing, isn't it? Similarly here, that's what he says. Vayuhu plus Brahma is equal to Vayuhu. Vayuhu minus Brahma is equal to nothing. That's what he says. Brahma, sadvastu Brahma, this only real substance of the substantive air is Brahma. Sishtaha amshaha, after if you cognitively remove Brahman from vayu, if remove existence intellectually, cognitively, if you take away Brahman existence from vayu, then vayu will be what? Vayuhu mithya. Vayuhu will be as good as non-existent, like this space. How already understood, yatha viyat, yatha viyat mithya tatha vayuhu mithya. Okay, vayu will be as good as non-existent space if sadvastu brahma is taken away. Sishtaha amshaha, what is left? Sishtaha means what is left behind. After removing Brahman from vayu, will there be vayu? Vayu will disappear like this space, which means vayu will be as good as non-existent. Vayu will Vayu will disappear minus Brahma. Yathavyata. Therefore, Vayoho Chiram Vasayitva. Chiram, you always ask the question Vasana. Isn't it? And here I tell you, now I tell you. Chiram Vasayitva. No, for a long time. No? No, repeatedly making you see the fact. Repeatedly making you see the fact. It is not brainwashing. It is not hypnotizing. It is making you see the fact by repeating again and again. If 100 times the teacher says, 2 plus 2 is equal to 4, 2 plus is equal to 4, 2 plus. It is not brainwashing. It is not hypnotizing. It is making you see the fact. Isn't it? Suppose somebody repeatedly says, there is elephant in front of you, there is elephant in front of you, there is no elephant in front of you. Simply, somebody tells you. Then listening, repeatedly listening. Yeah, maybe there is elephant. If you think, that's called brainwashing. Okay? Or hypnotizing. It is not hypnotizing or brainwashing. It is a fact being told repeatedly. Therefore, so chiram vasayitva, repeatedly making this fact remain in your, making the fact live in your mind. How can the teacher make the fact live in your mind? Vasanam vasayati. Swayam na vasati. So teacher makes it thing live. Which means making you see the fact repeatedly again and again and again. What happens now? There's a deep impression happens. Vasana comes. Samskara comes. What samskara? Not wrong samskara, okay? The vision, the correct understanding comes. Vasana means what? Vasayati. Repeatedly by making you see the fact, vasayitva, chiram vasayitva, vayoho mithyatvam. So vayoho mithyatvam, chiram vasayitva. How vayu is not real. How vayu is mithya. Vayu is as unreal, as mithya as the space. You know, we have to see. Thereby, chiram vasayitva, vayoho mithyatvam, nevada marutam tyajay. Thereby, what now? Once it is becomes very clear, and only by repeatedly making you see the fact, and gradually you will be able to see through your vision how there is vayu, no such a thing called vayu really. Vayu is as good as non-existent mithya. See, we don't do any homework. Vidyayana Swami makes us do the homework in the class itself. Really, it is Nidhyasana only. Nidhyasana means what? Seeing the fact. Repeatedly seeing the fact in the class itself. We don't need to go and outward think and afterwards. It is not Brahma Vichara here. We are already seeing the fact. See, you can simply say one sentence. The power manifest is the world, power unmanifest is Maya. Unmanifest power is imperceptible, manifest power is perceptible. Both are mithya. But instead of saying the whole world, he takes one by one. First, he established how space is mithya. Brahma vani satyam. Now he established again how vayu is also mithya. The word Brahmani satyam. So, chiram vayoho mithyatam chiram vasayitva. What now? You say, marutam tyajet. Okay, at least you will be slowly able to accept the fact that vayu is not satyam, vayu is mithya. Even though I breathe there, I live here, vayu is mithya. Do you enjoy the class? I enjoy my class very much. Okay. Chintayet. Okay, let us see the next verse. Now we are, see, every time Bhagavan takes care of, Vijayani Swami takes care of this. Now he is going to go on to the fire. Fire. Hot. Very difficult to accept. Fire is not Satyam. But still, he is going to negate now. Fire is also Mithya. Finally, he is going to come and say, come on, you don't boast about yourself. Even the I is Mithya, isn't it? But instead of saying, he will say, the knowledge I am is Mithya, but you are Satyam. He is going to say, Chintaye dvannim apyevam maruto nyunavartinam brahmanda varaneshvesha nyunadhika vicharana. Brahmanda varaneshvesha nyunadhika vicharana. Chintaye dvannim apyevam maruto nyonavartinam. Now chintaye, may one think, dwell upon, contemplate on, meditate on this fact. What is chintaye? No, may one think about it. What is that? Vannim api evam. Vannihi is another word for agnihi. Vannim api evam chintayet. Now, not only space is mithya, air is mithya, the fire element also, may one understand the fact that fire also is equally mithya like space and air. Why? Marutaha nyunavarti, which is very much limited, more limited than the air. Isn't it? Air is, from the standpoint of the air is limitless. From the standpoint of the fire is limited, more limited than the air. Fire is subject to limitation. Why? Because fire is dependent on the air and space, what's existence. And fire, marutaha nyunavartinam. Nyunavarti means inferior in terms of existence. In terms of existence, fire is inferior to the air and the space. Brahmanda avaraneshu yesha nyunadhika vicharana. See, within the realm of this entire cosmos, Brahmanda Avaraneshu. Brahmanda Avaraneshu. Within this realm of this universe, Yesha Nyuna Adhika Vicharana. This inferior superior discussion. We are given to the thinking of something superior, something being inferior. More and less. This taratamya, etc. This comparability is all only within the realm of the things obtaining within the realm of the universe. From the standpoint of the reality, there is no nyunam adhikam. Nyuna adhika, more, less. Superior, inferior. Isn't it? This comparability. That discussion, etc., is not possible on the part of reality. From the standpoint of reality, if you see, no comparison is possible from the standpoint of reality. Nothing is comparable to nothing. Because there's no second thing other than the reality. You can't say which is superior, which is inferior, which is more, which is less, which is, isn't it? We can't say, because only one. But Brahmanda Varanesh, within the realm of the universe alone, this vichara, this discussion, this etc. in term, comparability, in terms of superiority, superior, inferior, etc., is all possible only with reference to things within the realm of the universe. Isn't it? Why? Because this when you say Vayuhu Adhikavarti, Agnihi Nyunavarti. ఆకాశ అత్యధికవర్తి. సో వన్నేహే న్యూనవర్తి కిం జలం, జలస్య వివర్తి నో పృథివీ. యు కెన్ సే దట్ న్యూనవర్తి మీన్స్ వాట్? వాట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ఫీరియర్ టు దిస్? బికాస్ దిస్ కమ్స్ లేటర్ ఆన్. వై? బికాస్ ఫైర్ ఈస్ పర్వేడెడ్ బై air and space pervades air and fire, but a fire does not pervade the space. Fire cannot, does not pervade the space and air, whereas air and space pervade the fire. Therefore fire is nyunavarti, and this nyunavarti fire, marutaha nyunavarti, may understand this fire also to be mithya, like the air. He says, but this person will not agree immediately. He will come out with the objections. And then Vidyayana Swami again has shut his mouth. What he does, we'll see in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. హరిః ఓం తత్సత్. శ్రీగురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం.